Hey, Tiffany Stratton here from the WWE SmackDown. Tiffy time can be crazy, y'all, and when I get a break, that means it's Chumba time. Chumba Casino has hundreds of online social games and new titles landing every week. There's always something fresh to try, and the daily boosts make Chumba even more fun. They're little epiphanies that make my day sparkle. Ready for a fun way to switch off and take some time for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now that the school year is officially underway, families are getting a clearer picture of where students are thriving and where they might need a little extra support. It's the perfect time to reinforce what they're learning in class and build confidence along the way. That's where IXL comes in. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand their schoolwork. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's unique level and pace. IXL supports classroom learning by providing personalized practice that aligns with what students are already studying. It's proven to improve achievement, with results seen in all 50 states. Plus, one subscription covers everything for all the kids in your home, making it a time-saving and cost-effective choice. It's a resource trusted nationwide, and IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners of this podcast can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The Cowboys-Saints scrimmage yesterday
turned into a brawl.
Was ridiculous, yes. To where even Brian Schottenheimer and I think Kellen Moore even said they were thinking about just pulling these guys off the field and stopping. And so I guess two parts here. Number one, when you played, did you guys do scrimmages, joint scrimmages like
only,
this?
Only one time we did a joint scrimmage that I can remember. And that's when I was with the Jets. Pete Carroll was the coach, and they invited the Philadelphia Eagles with Richie Kotite to Hofstra. And a friend of mine who will remain nameless told me that he told Pete Carroll, don't do this. Don't do this.
Joint practice.
Right. Don't do this. And the reason he said that is because he knew Richie was not going to get a contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. They were not going to extend him. And that that Richie would rekindle his friendship with Leon Hess if he did this. Or the front office, Frank Ramos, maybe. And ultimately, that person proved correct because at the end of that year, guess who got fired? Pete Carroll. Guess who got hired?
Richie Kotite.
Yeah, so that's the only time we ever did that. It wasn't a lot of fun.
I was going to ask you if you like the idea. So, like for the Cowboys, we were talking about who plays, who doesn't play. Cowboys played really none of their starters, and I don't think they're going to in the other two games. And I think they're using these as like the real game experience. And watching some of the video footage, like it looks like a real game. It's not a stadium, but there are fans there, and it's intense.
It's controlled. It's a control. They don't want anybody going around the ankles. They don't want anybody doing any sort of crackbacks or.
So it's not 100% live, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, it's a controlled scrimmage is what it is. And, you know, both coaches agree to it. They try to impart the wisdom on their teammates to tell them not to do anything stupid. And then inevitably, you know, boys are going to be boys, men are going to be men, and jackass after jackass is going to get involved in fighting. And it's the worst part. Like, so what happens is the reason they do this is because you're getting sick and tired of going against your own players.
Sure, yeah.
So you want to go against something different. You want to see something different. You want to see a different defensive scheme. You want to see a different offensive scheme. You just don't want to keep going over and over and over the stuff that you've been doing because it gets very monotonous. So now you bring a team together on a practice field. Sounds good. On paper, it sounds good.
Yeah,
we're going to do 7-on-7. We'll do, I don't know if they even do 9-on-7, which is more of the run game stuff. And it gets pretty physical. And then they do 11-on-11. It's kind of a, modified scrimmage, don't hit the quarterbacks,
right.
Don't dive in anybody's legs. No matter what you tell these guys, once you get out there and you're in a competitive nature and all of a sudden you're going to get into a fight just because somebody was blocking you for an extra 2 seconds. And you don't want to be embarrassed. You don't want to look bad on film or tape. And you're going to start swinging. You're going to grab face masks. You're going to throw people to the ground. And then your teammates are going to jump in because, you know, we got each other's back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that whole thing. So these things usually turn into a cluster F, if you know what I mean. And I was not surprised when I saw this yesterday.
So some of the this was interesting to me, too, because you've got officials are working their way back towards the season, just like the players are, I imagine. So there was one scrum with this Cowboy Saints practice scrimmage, whatever, where you can see it's heated. And they're going back and forth at one another. When they finally break up, here comes another player, puts his face mask right in the other guy. And you're watching the officials, and they're holding the yellow flag, but they're not getting in the middle of it because these guys are acting like lunatics.
Yeah, it's the defensive backs and wide receivers. What do you expect?
I get that.
Come on, this is...
But you had punches flying. You had helmets being tossed. And I understand it's practice and it gets heated, but you almost wonder, like, what are you getting out of that?
Isn't one of the kids on the Saints, isn't his dad a WWE wrestler or something like that?
Yes, he was part of that.
Or what? Yeah,
as a matter of fact.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A lot has changed since Bob's Discount Furniture opened its first store 35 years ago. Car phones have become cell phones, grunge band hits have become oldies, and you can order furniture online. But what hasn't changed is the way they do business, aka the Bob's way. Doing things the Bob's way means that when I shop at Bob's, I know I'll find the latest top-rated styles like the Aspen sofa for just $3.99, bedrooms with great features like storage and charging, Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, and real marble dining sets, all at 90s-era prices, with financing to fit any budget and lightning-fast shipping. Plus, Bob's still makes furniture shopping fun, with friendly associates and cafes full of free treats and ice cream. Want to see for yourself? Stop into your local Bob's store or shop mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of the best values in the furniture biz. Only at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's such a complete waste of time and energy.
What do you think?
And the coaches get frustrated because they get nothing out of it. And yeah, like after the game, you know, maybe in the coaches in the meeting room or in the locker room or something, yeah, that's the way to stick up for each other, guys. You know, that's probably the message behind the scenes, but out front of the scenes, they're going to act like they're really frustrated. But they're all trying to get the team. You know, we've heard this about John Harbaugh and the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to bully people. We're going to get nasty. We're going to be mean. We're going to be, you know, aggressive. I mean, like, you would like to think every football team feels that way. But for whatever reason, it seems like the Giants keep talking that way. So if they have, I don't know if they have any practices with other teams. So if they do, they might end up having fights.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, the Jets did it with the Bucs last week before they played their preseason game. They had the joint scrimmage.
I don't know. Did they have fights over there?
My guess is there might have been a scrum or two, but nothing. Like, this was, I don't know. Yeah,
those teams are going to suck. They're not going to fight for each other. That's the dopey mindset that you would have. But I kid when I say that, but... Yeah, it's just,
It's stupid.
Even when we had fights in regular practice.
With your own team.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's also what you talk about. You're fighting and punching one another for weeks and weeks and weeks. At some point, it's kind of enough, and you get annoyed with one another.
Well, this is what happened. So, you know, we're in training camp in Wilmington, Ohio for about 5 weeks. Real two-a-days. Wednesday is a one-day practice. You have off Wednesday night. You can go to the bowling alley in Wilmington because there's nowhere else to go. It's either that or the grain silo. By the way, we had like five offensive linemen that were over 300 pounds, and Wilmington had a scale, but it only went up to 290. So we had to take the offensive linemen to like the grain, what would you call it? I guess it's the, you know, where farmers would come pick the food up for their animals.
The feed store. Okay.
The feed store, whatever it was. And we had to take the offensive linemen there to weigh them because they actually had a scale that went over 350 pounds.
It's funny you bring up the scale. So about 3 hours ago, I was at the hospital. 4 hours ago, my wife had an issue with her shoulder. So she was in horrible pain. So I get woken up at 1:30 in the morning, and I'm at the hospital. Great people at Hackensack Medical Center.
Jerry, you didn't have to come here this morning. You got to.
Well, I'm good. No, I'm totally fine.
She okay?
She's fine. Yeah, she's good. So we're waiting to see the doctor, and there's a scale. And I was curious because this is the sad part, the funny part, whatever it might be. So I've really been trying to eat better, and I guess I had topped it about 208, which is the most I've ever weighed. So I'm about 2 weeks into this better eating. So I'm like, oh, there's a scale on the floor. So I step on the floor, and it stops at 185. I'm like, wow. I'm like, I knew I was doing better, but like, that's incredible.
Did it only go up to 185?
Yes.
Exactly. So now you know what I'm talking about with our offensive linemen. When they step on the scale at Wilmington College, 285, oh, look at me, I'm great. Let's go to the grain scale, oh, 315. So that's the way it was. But the thing I was trying to say about this, only one time did I see two teammates go after each other where I thought they were going to kill each other. And it happened to be along racial lines. It was, I'm not going to name their names.
Yeah.
It was a white player and a black player. And there was, I think they probably, I think one of the players was older than the other player. So they didn't play each other in college, but they went to rival colleges down south. And
so they already had something going between the two.
Well, maybe about this was not college related. This was definitely racial related. This is when you see two players fighting for something, the way that these two players fought. This is the only time in my life that I was around a fight where I was legitimately scared for one of the guys getting significantly injured, and it actually happened in the hallway of a dorm room. Of a dorm at Wilmington College, and those dorms were maybe about 8 feet wide, and you got two huge human beings going after each other, and I mean it sounded like pit bulls going after each other, and what that really goes to show you is that you're spending way too much time together. You're out on the field. You're practicing twice a day. It's hotter than hell. Everybody's pissed off. Everybody's on edge, and all it takes is one little trigger to set somebody off or set a couple guys off. One happens to be defense, one happens to be offense, and it was one of the ugliest things that I had ever seen. I'd never seen anything quite like that. And both of these guys, like I said, were from the South.
I'm from
up here. I never saw anything like this. And it was one of the ugliest things I had ever seen.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.